Vernon White, musician, joining us on the line. Welcome, Vernon. Well done.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, I'm just
so
feeling
good to hear it on the radio.
Yeah, I'm sure. Listen, is there a little bit of Johnny Clegg there? Are you a big fan?
Yes, big fan of all the, like, Johnny Clegg, Brenda Farsi, you name it, all those people that, you know, that gave us that strong music with feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I'm trying to just put that also in, you know.
Are we really talking about from busker to recorded musician, recorded artist?
Hey?
Are we really talking about a life from busker to recorded artist?
Yes, that's who you're talking to. So yeah, I've been doing some busking and still here and there. I'm like a guy that I'm just putting my tent up anywhere. Like at the moment, I'm by shopping malls, sometimes schools, and yeah. So that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm advertising myself at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about advertising now because it's a bit new now for me to, you know, to go fully into music. So yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's what really brilliant musicians, how they've started in New York in the underground, playing to passers-by
yes.
who fell in love with them and then created a career for them. So busking
yes.
is more than just about making ends meet, isn't it?
Yes. It's really that connection with the people, you know.
You're testing your audience, really.
Definitely. You learn so much when you do that, you know, and you actually discover yourself. Because I'm doing different types of music and styles, but I've discovered through doing that, through busking, that this is the style that actually fits me most, and that is the style that really speaks to me, you know, that lives in me the strongest.
I got
you. It's this style. It's this song that I've written, you know.
It's Freedom Day today. That song, Drill of Africa. That song,
yes.
You singing it in the three official languages of the Western Cape province.
Yes, because I have a background of Eastern Cape Baluk, which I'm also very proud of. I lived in Baluk, which is a little village which is... there's half-colored people, then, and there's half-coursers, so we are all one there, you know. So you have to be able to speak a little bit of Xhosa.
Yeah.
Mostly fluently, but because I was brought to Cape Town very early. I was born in Cape Town, and then I went to go live that side for a few years and attended, started school that side. But then I was brought back to Cape Town at the age of 10 years old, so... That's why I speak a little bit of Xhosa, and that spirit lives in me as well.
Yeah,
but not fluently.
I hear you, and I just hear a lot of bridges, and I'm not talking technical musical bridges. I'm talking about you building bridges through your music. Is that a motivating energy that you have?
Yes, I don't completely understand how you mean with the bridges.
I'm saying your song, there's nobody that cannot be touched by it, regardless of culture, creed,
okay.
language, religion. You're building bridges between people through your music. Is that a force that moves you?
Yes, definitely. I think everything starts with love, you know. The song was inspired by my love for the country. For South Africa.
And for the continent, yeah, clearly.
And for the continent as well, you know, for the people, you know, because that is the country, it's the people. Because we all have this dream. I have this dream of a better South Africa and Africa. And I think every one of us has the same dream. And I ask myself, how can I attribute to this dream? Because every one of us, you are attributing to this vision every day with what you do as well as a radio presenter. What can I do? I can do it as a musician, and that's where the song was born.
Yeah, we don't
because
have a lot of time, unfortunately. Drill of Africa, you've got the best of the people in the industry supporting it. It sounds absolutely excellent.
Yes.
Is there more coming from the pen, from the mind, from the soul of Vernon White in the future?
Definitely, there's more coming. I'm already writing some songs that I already feel. You just have that feel when you write a song, you know. When you write that song, and sometimes you just see a tear coming out of your eye, then you know, yes, where the song is coming from now. It will touch, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, so there's more coming.
It's
because the Lord opened this door, and I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank my wife as well, really, for always standing behind me with through this whole journey, you know. She's always behind me. So I just want to thank her, Edwona White. I love you very much. Thank you for always standing behind me.
I'm so glad you've come into your gift, and I have no doubt you're going to serve that gift, because that is a gift to the world that you have to bring.
Yep.
And thank you for this chat, albeit a short one. We'll keep tabs on you, and I have no doubt we'll have more interaction in the future. But thank you in the meantime for Drill of Africa, Vernon White, from that Beyond Busking program of the Cape Town Arts Festival. Delivering people into hopefully a sustainable existence in a very difficult industry, may I add, of music. It is 9:32 time.